Santee, Clarence. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, May 15, 1903. Elder Clarence Santee Fernando, California. Dear Brother, I received your letter this afternoon and have time to write you only a few words before the Sabbath. For years, the Lord has been presenting to me the importance of holding our camp meetings where we can reach the multitudes. Our time to work is very short, and we must carry our message to the people. I think there may be places where your camp meeting could be located that would accomplish more in warning the people of coming events than in Fernando. We are glad to hear your encouraging words about the school. I have felt from the first that it was the Lord's providence which gave you that location, and that if the school were wisely managed, it would prove a great blessing to the people of Southern California. I have felt that you ought to do thorough work with whatever you undertake, and that if you are faithful in teaching the common branches, many of your students could go directly into the work as canvassers, colporters, and evangelists. We need not feel that all workers must have an advanced education. I have been sorry that you called your school a college, and that you have promised to teach so many advanced studies. I have never supposed that it was the work of the Fernando School to try to do the same work that is done at Healdsburg, Walla Walla, and South Lancaster schools. You will certainly make a serious mistake if you undertake, with a few students and a few teachers, to do the advanced work which is carried forward with so much difficulty and expense in our larger schools. It will be better for your students and for the school, for those who require the advanced studies, to go to Healdsburg, and thus leave your faculty free to devote their best energies to doing thorough work in teaching the common branches. Please do not make use of the document signed by yourself, Brother Giddings, and Brother Ballinger. I will make a more complete statement of my views regarding the work to be done at the Fernando School. In arranging your faculty for the coming year, I advise you to secure a strong man to stand as principal of your school, a man whose physical strength will support him in doing thorough work as a teacher, thorough work as a disciplinarian, a man who is qualified to train the students in habits of order, neatness, and industry. This is all I can write tonight. I shall hope to send you a longer letter in time for your consideration before you settle your plans for the coming year.